Follow me. Follow me. Come on. Come on, follow me. There's a lot for you to know and very little time to explain.
Uncle Felix!
The first of which is, I'm not your uncle. Your parents are international spies. Good ones. But they've been mostly inactive for the last 9 years.
What are you talking about?
I was assigned to protect your family, but something's gone wrong.
That's a scene from the first Spy Kids movie, one of the surprise hits of last summer, when the kids, Carmen and Junie Cortez, discover that their parents are really spies, good ones, and soon find themselves on a nonstop, high-energy adventure that takes them through the air and under the ocean to the lair of the criminal mastermind Fagin Floop, who is masquerading as the campy host of a children's television program. The writer and director of the film, Robert Rodriguez, has blended humor with taut action and more gizmos than a James Bond movie, and more surprises, too. It's an intelligent, funny, and stylish movie in which the kids save the day and their parents. The video is well worth seeing, especially if your youngsters are longing for a good movie this summer and waiting for the chance to see the much-anticipated sequel, Spy Kids 2, The Island of Lost Dreams, which just opened and reunites many of the same cast members. This time the kids and their parents are in business together, and if your youngsters still haven't had enough Cloak and Gizmo after both of the movies, they can find more on the Spy Kids website, spykids.com. The Spy Kids phenomenon is only the tip of an iceberg, which includes a closet full of spy toys, like the supersonic ear-listening device or the spy vision goggles with night vision. And then there is a growing new genre of criminal mastermind books that have swept into the collective consciousness of older children since last year. Take the Artemis Fowl books by E. Owen Colfer about a child genius turned bad who, in the first book, has hatched a plan to steal the gold of the fairies. Yes, they do exist. And in the second, The Arctic Adventure, which has just been published, Colfer has Artemis trying to rescue his long-lost father from the Russian mafia and, at the same time, helps the fairies avert a takeover of their world by the pixies. Critics are calling it the next Harry Potter. Something, indeed, is in the air.